All too often, your shampoo bottles and milk cartons that you think you're recycling are actually ending up in mid-Missouri landfills instead of recycling bins. And instead of getting better, this problem is getting worse. China, which was the largest importer of American recyclables, has introduced tighter restrictions on the recyclable materials it imports. As a result, the market value for these materials is dropping. Businesses that deal with every stage of the recycling process, from local collection companies to regional paper mills, are feeling the effects. And this is happening all over the country, but smaller towns in mid-Missouri are having a harder time paying for alternatives. KBIA's Max Arnold has this.
Empty recycling bins sit idle outside of homes in St. Martin's, Missouri, waiting to be collected. But these bins are not filled with waste. That's because last month, a recycling collection company discontinued its free curbside collection for residents of St. Martin's, Wardsville, Russellville, and Taos, all towns in the Jefferson City area. Residents like Kira Rutter aren't sure what to do.
I can't say that I actually know exactly what to do to recycle right now without the convenience of the service.
The free recycling pickup had been offered through Republic Services. St. Martin's City Administrator Doug Reese says the only way the program could have remained was if residents agreed to pay for it.
But if only half of them decided to do it, then it would be $22 a month.
St. Martin's residents aren't the only ones facing new costs. Republic Services is now paying more to dump recyclable materials at processing centers like Jefferson City-based Federal International Recycling, which has recycling centers across the nation. Kendra Kemp is with Federal International Recycling. She sets the price for Republic Services when it dumps materials at the facility.
Currently, because of the commodity value, it is a charge. If you go back, 5 years ago, you don't even have to go back that far, it wasn't a charge.
This bin Missouri problem has its roots in a policy made overseas. Last year, China implemented a ban on 24 types of recyclable imports. Chinese mills accepted recyclables with up to 30% contamination, but today the limit is down to just 0.5%. It's all part of China's efforts to reduce pollution. Before 2018, about a third of China's waste imports came from the U.S. Now U.S. exports to China have dropped to nearly zero. Mark Recycling Industries in Cassville, Missouri, collects sorted materials from processing centers and ships them off to domestic mills. But because the market value for certain recyclables has dipped so low, domestic mills don't have as many buyers.
One of the mills that we ship to in Louisiana currently, for safety reasons, they just locked the gate. They won't let any more trucks in.
Mark is running into a similar issue. Wilson says they have a surplus of materials from recycling companies like Federal International. Kemp remembers when they could sell materials to centers like Mark for a profit. Now they have to pay the truck drivers just to take it off their hands.
So it's entirely supply-demand, and when the demand is really low, the price drops, and then that has a ripple effect down through everybody, including homeowners.
Homeowners, like the ones in St. Martin's. The lower market values leave small towns with few options.
We're kind of at a crossroads. We hate it because we know all that stuff's going to the landfill, but we don't know what else to do.
MU Sustainability Manager Raghu Raghavan says the solution has nothing to do with foreign markets, but rather the American lifestyle.
We need to be looking at our entire, from the beginning to the end, consumer lifestyle, so to speak.
But in the meantime, China, once the world's largest importer of recyclables, hopes to hit zero recycling imports by next year. With producers Mawa Iqbal and Renee Whistle, Max Arnold, KBIA News.